WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn, but that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, you know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in,
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Repairs to an elevated stretch of I-10 freeway through Los Angeles were expected to take close to a month. Less than a week after the arson fire that damaged it, California Governor Gavin Newsom says the road will reopen by Tuesday.
That is a significant improvement on the basis of our original timeline, 3 to 5 weeks. And we're going to do everything in our power to see if we can move that closer.
The arson investigation is ongoing. President Biden and leaders from 13 other nations at the APEC summit have announced a framework agreement on trade-related issues. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the story.
The president said accelerating the clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region tops the list. So does an agreement on the supply chain.
To help identify supply chain bottlenecks before they become the kind of disruptions we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mr. Biden says if that agreement had been in place during the pandemic,
we would not have had to lay off so many auto workers because lack of semiconductors and many other examples.
Also in the framework, guidelines on the use of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Israeli troops ramp up their sweep of the hospital they believe to be a Hamas command center. And as CBS's Skylar Henry reports,
the Israeli military says troops in Gaza recovered the body of one of the hostages seized by Hamas. Her remains found in a building near Al-Shifa Hospital. Soldiers have been combing through the hospital for 2 days and say they found a tunnel and weapons as well as supplies.
There is an AK-47. There are cartridges, ammo. There are grenades in here.
Hamas denies the allegations.
A federal jury has convicted the man who broke into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer. The jury found David DePapp guilty of assault and attempted kidnapping charges. CBS News legal consultant Jessica Levinson says of the defense's argument, it clearly fell flat with the jury.
He didn't go there to try and kidnap Nancy Pelosi. He didn't go there to try to assault an immediate member of a federal official. He went there to try and talk to Nancy Pelosi.
A blistering report from the House Ethics Committee on New York Congressman George Santos is reviving efforts to remove him from Congress. Santos refuses to step down but says he won't run for re-election next year. CBS's Scott McFarland.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Angels two-way star Shohei Ohtani wins his second American League MVP award. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Testing enrolls you with a reoccurring automated test.
Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Great organization. Been with us for over 6 years on Native Roots Radio. And I just have to give a shout out too quick to the owner of AM950. He plays those PSAs all day and doesn't have to. And I just want to give a big shout out to Chad. When I'm listening to AM950, I hear Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition PSA is playing, and I just think what a great partnership we have with AM950.
Absolutely.
Hey, Haley, before we get back to Robert, do you know what time of year it is?
You know, I think Thanksgiving's coming up, but
taking.
I don't Robert, know. Is it your birthday?
No, it's always my birthday. We're always celebrating. Robert, do you know what time of year it is?
I do know. It's time to for Minsure, right?
Hey, that is Minsure. Wow, our guest knows and we don't know. I just think that's awesome. You must have been listening to the show. How can we get a hold of Minsure, Haley?
Yes, so you guys can visit Minsure.org. That's MNSURE.org to find an affordable plan that fits your needs.
Absolutely. Hey, we're here with Robert Lilligren, again, CEO of Native American Community Development Institute, which is goes by NACD. And that it's that time of year again, Robert. I'm wondering, it's Give to the Max. Can we give a shout out to your organization here?
Yes, please, Give to the Max Day. So it's a it's an aggressive fundraising day. Folks can go to NACD.org, NACDI.org, if they want to give to NACD and support our incredible work there. And there's just a number of Native organizations who participate. And it's, I don't know if you've seen this, Robert and Haley, but it looks like giving is kind of down. To charitable organizations, and so we're trying to buck the trend here in Minnesota. So if you can, please give to the Max.
Yeah, right on. Hey, Robert, too, speaking of which, I've seen out of your organization a lot of really cool videos on Instagram. I haven't seen them on YouTube or Facebook, but I imagine they are. But I have seen them pop up on Instagram about making voting a tradition.
Yeah, make voting a tradition, a hugely successful civic engagement initiative at NACD. That's an intergenerational approach to engaging Native folks, not just at the ballot box, which is important, but in holding elected officials accountable and engaging in policymaking. But, you know, we get kids to bring their grandmas and grandmas to bring their grandchildren and really start reintegrating voting as a core value within the community. And I appreciate your mention on those videos. We have them in our other, for our other program areas as well, Food Sovereignty with Four Sisters, Arts and Culture with All My Relations Arts. And over the last maybe year and a half, 2 years, we've really centered storytelling in our organization. And we've established a group internally of three that kind of lead the storytelling team. And it's really made a difference. It's kind of turbocharged our ability to get information about our organization out there. So I appreciate you mentioning that, Robert.
Yeah. Hey, there's something that I was just invited to going on Friday, and it's always an exciting thing in downtown St. Paul, the Minnesota Rise.
Yeah, Native Rise event. It's called hashtag Native Rise. It's actually happening in Minneapolis this year, Robert.
Oh, I don't know. That's scary.
For the first time. Yeah, it's on Windows of Minnesota, so on the 50th floor of the IDS Center. So,
wow.
Yeah, and the theme is Soaring to New Heights. But this is a social and dinner and program and an event that celebrates what we're doing here in the Native community. And it's a great networking event. We get a lot of policymakers and other resource holders. It's Friday, November 17th. I'm pretty sure it's sold out at this point. Our feature will be Kara Jade Myers, who plays Anna in Killers of the Flower Moon, and who's also a organizer and writer. And it's just a really special event that has been put on by the American Indian OIC and Dr. Joe Hobart for, let's just give up 5 years now.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, I remember it was really bougie the first year I wasn't invited. So, but I've been sneaking in ever since.
No, you're right. It is a little bougie, but it's, you know, a good group of Native folks. Our Lieutenant Governor, my white sister, Peggy Flanagan, will be a featured speaker there. And it's just, it's a great forum to kind of get our messages out. And we'll also have a local comedian, Trish Cook from Red Drink, who will be performing. So it's going to be something special. I'm glad you can make it.
Yeah. And thanks for the invite. I think it's really important that we talk about these things, because a lot of our people that listen to the show are white people that enjoy us Natives and support our Natives, our white allies. They really don't hear about these things that we do in this kind of a fun and snazzy way. They think of us in different ways, but it's really good. I'll be able to, I'll probably wear a sport coat and put on that cool polo tie I have too.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with that tie. Yeah, it is kind of fun, and it's but this is it's a power building strategy, right?
Yes.
It's to let people who make decisions about our community, who hold resources that can support our communities, it gives them an opportunity to see what we're doing. And it's always been a good time. And were you there last year when there was a serious ice storm that hit just beforehand? I think it took me an hour plus to get to St. Paul, which is usually about a 15-minute drive from here. But looks like we'll have better weather this year.
Well, you know, you talk about groups like this or happenings like this around the Twin Cities, and I know Haley was really impressed that the governor knows my first and last name. But that's how open this administration is too.
Agree. We're very fortunate here, and I think we as a community are taking advantage of the access and opportunities we have. No, this event being a perfect example. At our table tomorrow, we'll have two incumbents, Minneapolis City Council members, who are from very different sort of ends of the political spectrum on the council. We like everyone to, you know, get together and get along and cover our bases. We'll also have a new council member elect, Katie Cashman.
Hey!
Had on the show, so she will be there as well. So again, it's an opportunity to help educate these influencers about our community.
Well, it's exciting, and I think every little bit helps. You know, she won by a kind of a tight margin there, and I think, you know, whatever we could do here at Native Roots Radio to help or to get the word out of who this young candidate is. What about St. Paul? All women city council members, and I think all seven are under 40 years old.
Yep, and by far a majority of them are women of color, right?
Yes, so all but one.
That's historic. That's wonderful. And I've always been about, you know, trying to lift up the next generations. I wasn't involved in the St. Paul City Council races, but I'm satisfied as someone who's now entering my elder years. I'm very satisfied having this more youthful council. Katie Cashman on the Minneapolis side that we're talking about, she's just 30.
Wow.
And you know, I was looking through the profiles of the city council candidates here in our Star Tribune, which is our big daily paper, and it was interesting. The closer they were to 30 or under 30, their priority was environment and climate change. And I mean, that was almost to a person. And I know Katie says the same thing. Katie Cashman, council member elect, she said that's the issue of her generation. That's the crisis of her generation. And I find some comfort in having these young elected officials prioritize climate.
Well, and not only the young ones, but we talk about this all the time here in Native Roots Radio, but our Gen Zs are engaged and running for office and are going to save us, and they don't get polled. So when you see these polls for Biden only up 4% or on and on and on, right, it's a year away from the election right now, so it is getting to be that time of year. But they aren't asking the Gen Zs who they're voting for. They don't pick up their phone. They'll text you maybe, but they aren't picking up a poll.
Right. And that's the biggest voting block, right, going into 2024.
Yep.
That's a whole different electorate. You know, I love that you said they'll save us. That's what I'm counting on as well. You know, that's where we need to be focusing energy and effort, is engaging younger voters. You know, you talked about our Make Voting a Tradition effort.
Yeah.
In the state of Minnesota, you can now pre-register 16 and 17-year-olds.
So
they're ready to vote when they're 18. We've been focusing on that as well. And I'm hopeful for 2024 as well, from what we've seen this election cycle around the country.
Oh my goodness. So many things that if you're watching CNN or MSNBC or any of those stations that are freaking out about the red vote coming in, and then the final results the next day was like they were freaking out in the blue states or the red states.
On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the 3 to 5 weeks they thought it would take to reopen the stretch of I-10 damaged by an arson fire last weekend will be open much sooner.
By Tuesday next week, trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions will be moving again.
Felipe Lazzarini, head of the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, says he believes there is a deliberate attempt to strangle its humanitarian work in Gaza with no fuel available.
No fuel, no bakery. No fuel, no hospital, no fuel, no water, and here, no fuel, no communication.
After a blistering report from the House Ethics Committee, U.S. Congressman George Santos says he won't run for re-election next year. CBS's Scott McFarland.
They found that he took campaign money and used it for himself for some very luxurious things, the type of things that most people don't buy out of their wallets.
GOP Congressman Mike Lawler says Santos needs to resign. CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Department of Workforce Development economist Dennis Winters.
People are getting jobs, they're getting paid well, and hence they're spending that money. And as you know, that's what drives the U.S. economy, pretty much.
More than 3 million people are working in non-farm jobs in Wisconsin. That's close to a record. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher and Tom Tiffany were the only two members of Wisconsin's delegation to vote against a bill to avoid a government shutdown. The bill divides government funding into two portions with new deadlines in January and February. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds moving out overnight, and we'll see temperatures dropping to 30 degrees. Blustery northwest winds will back down. On Friday, sunny at 42. This weekend, sunshine both days, and highs close to the 50-degree mark. Currently 41 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, give and give plenty. We really appreciate everyone that gave over the time of COVID. We really needed that funding and to keep going on our radio show. So I really appreciate that. Hey, we're here with Justin Broken Rope. And first of all, I really love your name and it's good to see you again. And second off, we just played a little bit of music there, and let's talk a little bit about that. But first, I'd love to have you introduce yourself again to our audience.
Sure. Oh, Madaki Epi, Justice Broken Rope, Maki Apido, Chante Washte, Nape Chiz Apido, Sichanko, Yanke, Mataha, Nakuona, Watecha Records, Wawa, Dakekte. Hello, my relatives. My name's Justice Broken Rope. I'm enrolled over at Rosebud Reservation, South Dakota. Today, I'm going to talk about Watecha Records.
Yeah, let's get right into it. We just played a little cut there that you're working with. Let's talk a little bit about Wachache Records.
Yeah, so Wachache Records basically is kind of a project that I started a little over a year ago. I've been collecting records for, I don't know, since I was in middle school or something. And at a certain point, realized that these records I was collecting and like these bands I was finding out about intersected with kind of our cultural identity. And so I started just picking up any Native records that I would find. And these would usually be like country or folk or like 60s, 70s rock records. And a lot of them were kind of underground artists or never made it off their reservations. And so I thought at this point in time, I should start trying to catalog these and upload them and ideally make them more accessible and available for their families and communities that they came from. So yeah, for the past year, I've been trying to document and kind of archive these records and then concurrently with that DJing them as well.
Wow, that's so awesome. Where can people find the records you have documented so far?
The ones that I've digitized, they go up on YouTube. Usually I try and get 3 or 4 albums up a month. And then everything is also posted on an Instagram account. And both of those are Wachecha.records, Wachecha.records. But yeah, everything goes up on there, and I still have probably a couple hundred records I haven't digitized yet. So it's going to be an ongoing thing.
Well, that's awesome. So do you just put the picture of the album up for YouTube? Is that how people can visually see it too?
Yep. Yeah, I'll scan or take a photo of the sleeve of the jacket, the front and the back, and then any other information usually that I can put on the description, like if you can find out who's in the band or what families they're from, reservations, etc.
Wow. That's awesome. I love history, and that's history, and that's unmarked history too. And especially in those days when you could cut an album and basically sell it and promote it yourself, it isn't so controlled like the record companies are nowadays. So who are some of your favorite, what are some of your favorite albums that you've discovered? And I want to ask you too, what were you surprised about, you know, what surprised you the most?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe when someone asked me that question, like, well, who's your favorite Native rock band? It's hard to pick one, but this band Sugluk comes to mind. They're like mid-70s band up in Canada, First Nations Inuit band. And they just sound like their reservation's version of CCR. They absolutely rock. And when you listen to, you know that people were going buck wild at wherever they were playing back in the day. And I've seen photos of them. And yeah, I mean, wearing the leather fringe jackets and bell bottoms and boots. And I don't know. That's probably my favorite band that I've come across through this. I'm Lakota, so Buddy Redbow is a huge one for me. Winterhawk, Morris Belknap. I think he's an Apache country guy in the early 70s. So those are some of the ones that I go back to and default to as my favorites. But it's kind of this ongoing thing where this is, like you were saying, kind of something that hasn't been documented much at all. And so I keep finding things. And a lot of it's been overlooked because, yeah, these were Native artists back in the day when it wasn't popular to be a Native artist and they weren't able to get off the reservation or get much radio play. And so these things are out there and they haven't been digitized. They're not on Spotify, not on YouTube a lot of the time. So just trying to find them and bring them out to a wider audience when I can.
That's awesome. So in this process, have you found anyone that's in these bands, or have they reached out to you, or is anyone go, that's my record, or that's my uncle's record?
Yeah, actually. And that's kind of where the most rewarding part of this is on the YouTube videos. Their relatives will comment a lot of the time. And that's been, you know, it's brought tears to my eyes a couple times where I'll see someone who, you know, it's like, oh, my grandma used to play this record while she was cooking. I haven't heard it in 40 years. Or, we used to sing this song when we were in boarding school. Like, it's just some of them can be really heavy, but they're always coming from a really positive place. And it's just great to be able to, I don't know, we live in this era where you can upload anything at any time, but when someone can connect with music like that again, that they maybe haven't heard in 40, 50 years, you know, I think that's really powerful. And so for me, that's the most important part, is trying to get these records out there and making it so people can hear them again, because they're hard to find and a lot of them are really expensive sometimes because they're so rare. But I want the families and the communities they're from to hear them first and foremost.
That's amazing. You could almost do a whole show on that, do a podcast or whatever on that, because music's good medicine. I was going to ask you too, were there any Chicago-like bands back that you've run into, a horn band of any kind? Because I played trumpet for 40 years.
Yeah, I think maybe Archie Kavanaugh, I believe. I can't remember what tribe he is from. One of his records got reissued, but that's more kind of on like almost, there's a lot of like disco beats, but adult contemporary. And so a lot of horns and things like that on that. But yeah, I can send you some stuff that I know of that you track cool. down too.
That would be cool. And it would be really cool too, is that if you find somebody, we'd love to have you have them come on and interview them on Native Roots Radio. That would be really cool. Cause that's a gold mine. That's history. That's music, as you know, with the powwows and all the different songs we have, really hit us in our heart. And so, you know, there's, you know, we were making music and we were also in the music business and, you know, not just Robbie Robertson, but thank goodness he was around for when he was around. And mm-hmm. and we can't add Buffy St. Marie anymore. Oh, we can have a album burning a night or something here on Native Roots Radio. But there's more, and I think that's, in all seriousness, that I think that's one of the things that we have to remind ourselves as Native Americans, is that there's a lot more artists out there that are being portrayed, whether it's actors, singers, that are Native American, that are, you know, not getting the thumbs up okayed by our white community, but are been in our Native community all these years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I just want to make sure that, these albums and these bands can be heard by the people that heard them first and who were they were made for. And, I don't know. I just think that's so genuine. And a lot of the times they're talking about their communities or what they were doing to have fun, like anything going on at that time back then. But yeah, it's from a real place, and it's from kind of the overlooked artists of the genre back in the day. So
when you DJ, tell us a little bit about that. So I think of a DJ because I'm a hip dude from an NWA era. It's not the same kind of, not the same kind of DJing. It's more of playing these music through. Tell us a little bit about that, and where and what we would expect to hear and see when you do that.
Yeah, so I do physical like DJing at events. I have turntables, and you know, in the Twin Cities, it's been like, yeah, Four Sisters Farmers Market, that Owamni Water Festival, things like that. I'll get invited to. I DJed an Indigenous film event at the Walker recently. So I do that, and yeah, I people can book me for doing those sort of things. And then I also have a couple radio shows that have streamed from these platforms, Beloved out of Chicago, and then NTS that's based in London. And so those are nice because I get to create the whole recording in Dakota. So any of me yammering on during the session is all in Dakota. There's no English spoken on them. So that, wow, that is in line with the kind of my language revitalization component, where we're creating more media in Dakota and Lakota to have out there. So yeah, those are kind of the main two outlets that I have for doing this.
Well, that's play. You know, what do you want to say about the band that we're playing right now?
This is Washita Love Child by Jessia Davis, a Kiowa guitarist from Oklahoma, but he did sessions with George Harrison, Clapton, Taj Mahal. Just wrote a bunch of bangers and a true rocker.
Wow. Hey, so let's talk about the YouTube. What's the YouTube called again?
The YouTube's watecha.records, W-A-T-H-E-C-A. .records, and it's the same with Instagram as well. And then that's also my email for contacting me for gigs or information, things like that. So it's out there. But yeah, if you just look up Watecha Records on Google, you'll find some of this stuff. And hopefully a record awesome. That you haven't heard in 30, 40 years.
Justin, we got to do this again and have a longer segment because I think there's more we can dive into. Hey, thanks for coming in, and let's catch up again. And Pini Gigi, thank you for all your other work, too, as a language instructor and keeping our Native community alive.
I hope you don't mean it.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Are you thinking about college? Consider checking out Minnesota Private Colleges. These 18 nonprofit institutions keep the focus on students with small classes and professors who will get to know you. You'll find students from all backgrounds, and no two colleges are alike. And when it comes to cost, they're more affordable than you think. Find the college that's right for you at mnprivatecolleges.org/possible. mnprivatecolleges.org/possible.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Oh, that was a call. Hey, we're here with Dr. Maureen Hackett of Howling for Wolves, and we're always excited to howl with you, and we'd love to have an update. I mean, we haven't had you on a while, and we know Give to the Max is happening, and we just love talking to you and checking in. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Robert. It's always really nice to talk to you guys. And we have had a lot of things go on, and Give to the Max is a time for us to sort of wrap it up for people. I think if you go to our Give to the Max page, we say some things. which is really cool. We redid it, and we actually have an ad that we linked to from the Give to the Max, which will inspire people to give, but also is slightly educational. It gives the ecological message. It says, basically, wolves keep deer moving to increase plants that support birds and fish. And so I love the way the guy, the voice read this ad. Anyway, so you can go see that on our Give to the Max page. And but since, I think we last talked, Robert, with my talking about the new research showing that human causes of wolf deaths massively increases with the wolf hunting and persists long after the wolf hunting ended. I think we spoke about that. Do you remember?
Yeah, I think
so. Memory too hard. But anyway, so in July, there's this new research that came out and it was published in Nature, and it looked at the DNR's data, their own collared wolf data over 16 years. And they found that starting with November of 2012, the amount of wolf deaths overall more than doubled. And, the causes of deaths caused by humans more than tripled. Wow. So it went from like a 20% death rate, the trend like this, and then it jumped. There was a trend jump to a new trend, and now it was 43% death rate overall, and 35% of that was human causes. So human causes used to be only 10%, and then it jumped up to 35.5%. Anyway, so I, not to be a Debbie Downer here, so what we've done, though, is with that information, it came at a very good time. I mean, this is a Nature publication, if you can imagine that. Mm-hmm. And so I had a meeting. I was allowed a meeting with the Department of Natural Resources Commissioner.
Wow.
That was astounding. I had never had that before. And they even allowed me to record it.
Oh.
Yes. And we went to church on this research. And basically I said to them, wolves are already dying. You're tasked with protecting them. And let's change the whole plan so that the public can help you. Because the public would love to not have wolf hunting and support wolves, support the DNR in their research for wolves, support the DNR, maybe even help them count wolves or change out the camera, you know, memory in the middle of a field in the middle of nowhere when they need to do that. Anyway, so we had this great meeting with the DNR, and then recently we are moving forward with our plans to have legislation, and that is to remove wolf hunting from state law. It's the minimum that we should be doing now that we know wolves are dying so much. That wow. data went through 2019. The hunts ended in 2014.
Wow.
So the jump in the death rate was drastic and continuous. Anyway, so we had a great event, though, in the East Metro yesterday mm-hmm. in Afton at the historic Afton Inn. And we are partnering with HSUS, Humane Society of the United States. I'm sure Wendy would be very excited to hear about it. Yeah. And we're working together on this legislative effort. And at this town hall meeting, where we had people from Senate District 41, which is Senator Seeberger's district. And Senator Seeberger, we think, needs persuading, but is persuadable. Cool. She's a Democrat. She had a close race, but there's not an election coming up for 3 years for her. Mm-hmm. And we think if we just really get people in the East Metro area to push on their senators this legislative session, that we can influence the few senators we need to influence on the Democratic side. And one is Senator Seeberger, and there are a few others, Senator Frentz in Mankato. So tomorrow night we have a town hall meeting in Mankato. Starts at 6 o'clock. People can walk in. They don't need to pre-register. And it is on our website. Its location, I believe it's at the library in Mankato, 6 o'clock to 7:30. And even Joe Fritz gives a little presentation on the history of the wolf. And then I talk about what we're doing moving forward in legislative session.
Would that be tonight, Thursday, or Friday?
Tomorrow okay. night. Tonight, sorry. Thursday, November 16th. My apologies.
No problem.
Yes. If you're in anywhere in the Southern Minnesota district, even if you're not the Mankato district and you want to stop by, please do. I mean, yeah. We'd love to have you. But anyway, moving forward, the we also have this wolf forgiveness bonus program, and we did manage to get a few producers, livestock producers, to take our money, which was very interesting to see the difference between a true, what you think was a true loss and what you think was a fake. Mm-hmm. And I paid out both, but I know when I'm getting fooled, and but I won't be fooled twice. Uh-huh. What is it? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
So we won't get fooled twice, you know. And just like the Who song, we won't get fooled again. anyway, so on that note, I think that's the update.
Well, we got a couple more minutes too. Maybe we can get a little deeper in that buyback. Can you tell our audience what that is?
It's called the Wolf Forgiveness Bonus Program. Right. And really the whole point was to turn people's heads. Basically to say, hey, we'll pay you if, even though you think a wolf killed your livestock.
Right.
We will pay you if you're willing to forgive that wolf and not have the wolf killed.
Mm-hmm.
And now then we run into what's a very interesting situation where a livestock producer may call the USDA to assess their loss to try to get reimbursement from the federal government for the loss of the livestock. And then from us, they may try to get, which is fine, I'm more than willing to give it money for not having the wolf killed. But then they run up against the USDA guy who wants to trap out all wolves he gets any complaints on because he believes he's creating killer wolves. He has a really weird mindset, but and I don't know what to do about him other than to try to keep pushing home the point that no, wolves are, it's not what you think is going on. Wolves are not growing everywhere. We don't have tons of wolves. They're struggling, and we don't need to be killing them as much as we do. So the Wolf Forgiveness Bonus Program is just kind of a twist to tell people, hey, you can actually earn money to not have a wolf killed, and just makes them think about it. And mm-hmm. we have had takers. So, and
it sounds like and fibbers too, huh?
Fibbers. I had one fibber, but like I said, I won't be fooled again.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Maureen Hackett, CEO and founder of Howling for Wolves. And we always love to howl and we think of our wolves. And I just hope, because we're all over Wisconsin too with our show, Maureen, I just hope Wisconsin's hearing this. They don't need another wolf hunt. And that was just so devastating. And talk to your people, your politicians about that in Wisconsin.
Very hard for them there. But luckily there is change happening in Wisconsin, but it is very difficult. And maybe Wisconsin, even maybe they'll have more of a way in with the courts. I don't know. But we did have some people from Wisconsin at our East Metro event, sort of taking stock in what is happening in Minnesota, how different it is than in Wisconsin. We're sad about Wisconsin, very sad about it.
Yeah.
Here, we want to, you know, we want to demonstrate in the state of Minnesota that we can have all non-lethal methods and that killing a wolf can be a rare and regretful event. And that's exactly what we need to do.
Well, thanks for stopping in and giving us great update. And thank you always, all these years of support to Native Roots Radio. We really appreciate you and all the great work. I think what we got to do, Haley, is do one more call for this show is, or this portion's brought to you by real quick.
Okay, yes. And give to the max.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Remember to give to the max. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we'll be back tomorrow.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.